You know, I was the editor of the Cottage Grove Sentinel newspaper for a couple, 3 years in the early 2000s. While I was there, I met some people who would talk about something called the blue goose. And when they talked about it, they'd get a kind of a misty, faraway look in their eyes. It was something that they missed, something that went away not very long before that. What the blue goose was an excursion train. Not just any excursion train. It was pulled by a steam engine, and it passed the sites for 3 blockbuster Hollywood movies, spanning time periods from 1926 to about 1983. It was a huge community asset that the community couldn't afford to keep. It's a real tragedy. Hi, my name is Finn J.D. John. Today I'm reading you something from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write called Offbeat Oregon History. If you'd like a little bit more information about this podcast or about Offbeat Oregon History, stay tuned, or if you want, you can check out our online archives at offbeatoregon.com. This column first ran on March 21st, 2010, under the headline, Steam Excursion Train Line is Now a New Bike Path. Here we go. At the east end of Cottage Grove, there's a little park by Mosby Creek. From this park, a magnificent bike path, a 10-foot-wide strip of high-quality asphalt, heads out of town to the southeast to Culp Creek, 15.6 miles up the Rao River from town. 25 years ago, a steam-powered passenger excursion train known as the Blue Goose chuffed up this bike path on a set of steel rails first laid in 1901. The switch from passenger-carrying railroad to bike path still draws grim looks for many Cottage Grove residents, especially those with experience in tourism-related enterprises. The potential draw of a 31-mile steam train ride, leaving from just off Interstate 5 and passing through the scenes of 3 huge Hollywood movies, Stand By Me, Emperor of the North Pole, and The General with Buster Keaton. Well, that seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? But to take advantage of something like that, capital is required, and in the late 1980s, this little timber products town was on the ropes. The Bureau of Land Management's Rails to Trails project was a bird in the hand, and any plan to preserve the goose was very much in the bush. And so the Oregon Pacific and Eastern Railroad spur ended a nearly 90-year run by becoming an exceptionally long, scenic, and gently graded bike path. The railroad did not start out with any idea of hauling passengers. When it was first built, the original plan was for the line, which was then called the Oregon and Southwestern, that's OSE, nicknamed Old Slow and Easy, was to service the Bohemia Mining District, even farther up the Rao River. By the time it was built, the mines were playing out, but the hills around it were thick with old-growth timber, so there was no danger of the line going idle, not any time soon. Mills, lumber camps, and communities sprang up along the line. Even at the best of times, though, timber has always been an unreliable economic base. Even minor recessions can halt the housing market and send a flurry of pink slips flying out the front offices. So locals were probably pleased when Willis Kyle, in 1970, joined with a local mill operator, Bohemia Incorporated, which is now defunct, by the way, to buy the line. Kyle was an experienced excursion train operator, and he had owned the Yreka Western Line in California since 1956. This was the start of the Blue Goose excursions. On weekends, with the line to themselves, passengers got pulled by a Baldwin 282 steam engine, engine number 19, on loan from Kyle's Yreka Western operation. On weekdays, the diesel locomotives were used. A 282, by the way, is a pretty big locomotive. The numbers refer to wheels. 2 small leading wheels, 8 large drive wheels, 2 small trailing wheels. But toward the end of the 1980s, Bohemia sold out to Willamette Industries, and Willamette found it more cost-effective to truck all of its wood to a central staging point in Eugene before loading it on rail cars, rather than loading it up at Culp Creek and running it into town on the spur. Left to carry the full burden of the line, Kyle sold his share to Willamette as well in 1987, and that was the beginning of the end for the Blue Goose. Finally, Willamette pulled up the tracks and traded the right-of-way to the Bureau of Land Management in lieu of a payment on a timber sale. BLM was left with a graded path, but no rails, no rolling stock. Well, even if Cottage Grove could have made a deal with the BLM, it would have taken an enormous amount of capital to bring the Blue Goose back from that point. And with a timber-based local economy in a slump that looked alarmingly terminal, there just wasn't much capital to go around. So after a deal was made with the Rails to Trails Conservancy, the old line became the new Rao River Trail. By the way, the Oregon Pacific and Eastern still exists. The name was bought when the line was decommissioned. The current OP&E runs a narrow-gauge line at Wildlife Safari, which is a kind of a free-range drive-through zoo just south of Roseburg in Winston. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, there are hundreds of columns going back to 2008 on our website at offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered directly to your smartphone via RSS or iTunes on a daily basis. If you're interested in history geekery, be sure to check out the Facebook and Twitter feeds as well. All my stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. That means if you want to broadcast anything on your radio show, reprint anything in your blog or book project, or use any Offbeat Oregon anything in any way, commercial or not, go for it. Some restrictions apply. Google Creative Commons 3.0 for details. If you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something at the Beanery or McManaman's or something like that, drop me a line. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, Offbeat Oregon. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.